KMAN.
Good Wednesday morning, Brady Bowman with you on this Wednesday here on In Focus, as I am every Wednesday. And we got a good group in today. Got Manhattan Ogden USD 383 school board member Leah Flyder and Superintendent Marvin Wade. They'll be with us for about half hour, and around 9:30, Katie Heinrich, associate professor at K-State Department of Kinesiology, will discuss an Army training study that sounds interesting. We'll get into that. But right now, let's talk some schools. I'll never get tired of it. I really won't. I really, really won't. And I'm also going to have to look up what hooky is. Dave mentioned that. Marvin, you tell us about hooky.
Yeah, Dave's just got so much wisdom over that. I got to talk to him more often.
You have to admit, you realize why Brady plays this. It's not because it's the school's time on the air.
Well, I mean, it kind of is.
It's the He knows that it ultimately annoys the dickens out of me.
Well, there's that.
Oh, yeah, that's obvious. He tells me that all the time.
Yeah, I'm proud of that.
That is an extra part of it. That's true. I can't lie about that.
Go ahead. Play it. I'm turning my headphones down. I don't care.
Sure you're all singing along in the car? God, that's good stuff. Here with Manhattan Ogden USD 383 school board member Leah Flyder and again Superintendent Marvin Wade. Welcome on this Wednesday morning.
Thanks. Good morning, everybody.
Yeah, thank you, Brady.
Well, we got a school board meeting tonight, and looking at the agenda, a lot of items, a lot of good stuff. Marvin, what's kind of the most interesting thing to you on this list?
Oh, gosh, that's tough. There's so many, many good things on here. I'd have to say one of them is the multi-school electronic access system, that safety and security is really important to us. We're always trying to make improvements, and we've got a proposal for the board to consider to add access controls to the early learning centers, all the elementaries, and then some additional access areas at the middle school. We found that it's what we've done at the high school and East and the middle schools has worked really well, so we want to expand that opportunity. So Matt Davis is going to bring a proposal on that tonight. So that's one of the good things.
The Board of Education meeting, again, it'll be tonight, 6:30. At Robinson Education Center in Manhattan. That's 2031 Points Avenue. Of course, the public is always invited to attend these school board meetings. And a big item on this, we're going to talk some more mascot issues tonight, the never-ending mascot issue.
Why are you looking at me? I could start it.
Okay.
We have, and we joke about some, but it is a serious issue.
Sure.
that we've spent a lot of time on how we can address the issue in a respectful manner and try to bring people together as much as possible. And continuing that process tonight, the student council has been working very hard on the, and here we go back with the symbol, image, mascot, the mascot being the physical. I think Dave said before, like the caricature that's used at a game.
What you'd see on the field.
Like what we'd see. Thank you.
Yeah. Right? What or maybe, see on the field. On a spirit t-shirt or something
sure.
like that.
Indians, again, for everybody listening, Indians is staying the same. None of that's changed.
That's correct.
Manhattan High School Indians.
Remains
yes.
the symbol.
But the student council has been working with the students on what the students could dress as on the field, as Bree said, that they're going to present that tonight. We don't know what it is, that they've done their work. They're going to make a verbal presentation to the board tonight. The board will accept, they'll get the recommendation from student council, but the board makes the ultimate decision about what it will be, and they won't be making that decision tonight. They'll be hearing the report from student council and the process they used to come up with the recommendation, but no action on it tonight.
And is this just one proposal from the student council, or are they presenting a few different options that they've been looking at, or is it just one?
I don't know. I would anticipate one, but I've not been privy. They've been really tight about what they're doing. So we honestly don't know what their recommendation is going to be.
Yeah, I think the reason.
So I can look you in the eye. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
So I can
and
look
you're
you
right.
in the eye and say, I don't know because I don't.
Right. And I have not heard either, frankly. And the reason for that is that ultimately it is the board's decision and responsibility. You know, we're not pushing that off on high school students. So it is our responsibility. And if it was being bandied about on social media here, you know, for 2 weeks or whatever after the students voted on their top choice or top two choices or whatever it might be, you know, that gets people riled up again. It gets misinformation out there. And I think the school administration wanted the board to be able to get the first report, get the first information so that we can process and act on it appropriately. I would assume at the next school board meeting on the 20th, because, or at the very least, we want to get this resolved before the new members take office in January.
So the student council has done a good job of keeping it under wraps.
Yeah, I'm
very tight,
you know,
over there.
Kudos to them, because I haven't seen anything, and I'm fairly active on social media.
It's pretty amazing, really, like a bunch of high schoolers keeping things wraps and not letting things leak on
yeah,
social media.
Yeah,
I think they've enjoyed doing that.
They're running stuff like the Mueller investigation. That is a tight ship.
They are.
But and then the point is, you know, tonight to hear the recommendation, and maybe it seems a little odd. Oh, just go ahead and act on it. Let's finish this. But we do want the recommendation to then be out there so that the public knows about it and knows what the board will be looking at as we make a vote here in the next couple of weeks.
Brady Bowman here with Manhattan Ogden USD 383 school board member Leah Fleiter and Superintendent Marvin Wade. If you have any questions, comments, want to get involved in the conversation, give us a call, 75-537-1350. You can also ask us a question on our Twitter page at 1350KMAN. You can ask myself as well at Brady2Day, two being the numeral. And again, looking at this mascot issue, I guess what's the timeline from here? You're going to hear a proposal from the student council, then I think you mentioned a meeting the 20th. I guess what's kind of the timeline looking forward, maybe the rest of this year, maybe into next year?
Well, you know, the new board members will take office that fall. Let's see, that
January
would be like
17th?
Yes, mm-hmm. Yeah. So I guess we do have a couple of weeks. Personally, just speaking as one board member, you know, I'd like to see us act on it as soon as possible. So, you know, we have, I guess, a December 20th meeting, and then there would be one more meeting in the beginning of January. So I would expect it to be at either one of those meetings. And personally, I would hope it would be on the 20th, but that's up to the president and the vice president and the superintendent as they set the agenda.
I'm sure that there's maybe finally to this whole issue, maybe starting to be sort of a fun factor, I would like to think, to this with the mascot, with what you got, what will be chosen, what the design might be. I mean, now we're kind of getting into some kind of fun, exciting things for everyone.
Well, I would say it's a positive. I don't want to trivialize it by calling it fun, because the board was very clear that this is not, we want some sort of physical mascot that does not have any connection to a culture or a heritage, you know. And so I don't want to trivialize what this community has gone through and what the board's gone through in reaching this point. So you're right. I mean, now I hope we can focus on moving forward and how this new sort of secondary symbol can unite us moving forward.
And there we are moving forward with the other issues, too, regarding the curriculum and the integration of cultural, ethnicity, those aspects into the curriculum where things fit most appropriately for balance. And we'll probably talk a little bit about mm-hmm. that tonight at the board meeting. The diversity committee, you know, looking at diversity, equity, inclusion, that hasn't been formed yet, but that will be formed. It hasn't been forgotten. It's a case of getting the right people involved in that committee so that it doesn't become a one or two issue group.
And again, where are we at on the curriculum side of things, timeline-wise?
There's work that's already begun on that, and so moving forward slowly with that, but moving forward, what we're trying to do is be, it should go without saying, but trying to be respectful of doing it the right way, as opposed to saying by such and such a date, we're going to have this and this and this in place. We want to make sure that we do it right. and that it will make a difference, so that everybody that's gone through this process and all the, in some ways, anguish for people, that it does lead to something meaningful. Because that is something I heard from the board at meetings, would be this conversation's occurred over and over over time. And at least one board member said, and it keeps coming up because some of the things haven't really adequately been addressed. When are we going to do that? So that's our commitment as board and administration, would be to have what we're doing now make a difference in the future. So that's
and to have it be a continuing conversation, you mm-hmm. know, as we move forward with a new board, with many different issues, both building issues and curricular issues, as we move forward, it's a conversation that needs to keep happening. You know, our community is growing, and with that growth comes more of a diversity of population, and we need to be continuing to be aware of the fact that we don't all think the same way, and that's okay. So let's be respectful and talk about how we recognize that, you know, that we have a growing and diverse community, and we need to all try to work together to achieve our common goals and be respectful of each other.
And respectfully, we've covered this so much, and we'll be covering it in the future. There's some other things on our agenda that'd be good for people to hear about what's going on tonight and in the near future in other regards. So if we could shift the focus that way, I would appreciate it.
You know what? We'll do that right after this break.
Okay.
More on In Focus right here on News Radio KMAN coming right up.